Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on how to deal with challenges and conflicts. We just had this class this morning, and I'm going to just go through the beginning part of it, of how to create a stable, consistent vibration so that you're never affected by anything. That's all. Right. So our intention is that we can be at peace no matter what the challenge or conflict that we're dealing with. Okay. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. If you're in the area, we do have a sound bath happening tomorrow with Bodhi Suchko and his friend Cypress. So Bodhi's amazing. He does a whole range of flutes and even makes his own flutes and does drums and bowls, and Cypress sings and plays bowls. So that's tomorrow at 5 o'clock here. We also have on July 15th, we've got a sound bath with Jamie Liu. Jamie Liu's coming from another dimension. Jamie's like really good at doing light language and just channeling higher level energies, and I'll be playing the bowls for her. And then her boyfriend plays an amazing flute that he's made, a really cool flute that's really unique. And he's really good as well. So that's July 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. The big thing we have is on Tuesday, we have our summer intensive, which is 10 to 9:30 every day for 10 days. And there's still room in it if you happen to be able to make it. It's half of the certificate program, where you learn all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually from a dozen different instructors. So you get a wide perspective, learn how to really do it, how to do sound baths, how to do sound treatments on people, and really open your own practice or work in the field. If you can't make it for August, you can finish it online or even just do it another semester. We also have that program online totally, which starts on Tuesday, about every 2 weeks it starts. And that's, the Sound Healing Certificate Program. And that's two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 to 1. And that's all Pacific time, of course. And it works really well if you can't make it here. Then, you know, it is not bad. I mean, it's really, really effective, actually. And then you practice on friends and family, right? So both the certificate program here or online are both the first semester of the associate degree. So you can continue into the associate degree after you complete the certificate, and it's three more semesters. And we do both of them. You can do the whole degree online with live instructors. Although also online, if you can't make the times, you could do watch the videos as well. And we'll do check-ins. So that's the sound healing program. We also have our recording program. We have the summer intensive starting July 1st. It's like 4 or 5 days a week for the whole month of July, where you learn how to do audio recording on Pro Tools or whatever the program you're accustomed to. And you learn recording, mixing, and producing. And you also learn music theory, so you can actually create very cool sounds and music and record them. And we also have that program online starting in July as well. If you want to do it there, and it works really well online because we've got our program running into the computer so you can hear what I'm mixing. So that's the sound healing and recording program. The other big event we've got is July 13th, 14th, and 15th. There's still about 7 or 8 slots left for the sound healing retreat at Mount Shasta. Oh my God, we're on a beautiful river at Stewart Mineral Springs, out of hot springs, right? And then we go up on the mountain on the third day. It's like really just amazing time, just being out in nature and doing sound and connecting to higher energies. It's an amazing time. And you can even stay at Stuart Springs or camp or whatever. And it's only $228 for the 3 days or 2.5 days. So you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com/love/Shasta. Actually, there's a link if you just go to soundhealingcenter.com and go into the classes. We also have our big sound healing conference, September 20th to the 23rd. 25 presenters, 25 exhibitors, and concerts just about every night. And the big thing I'm excited about is Kevin James is coming from Bali. Oh my God, he's just amazing. So heart-opening and just amazing kirtan. Really sweet. And then the other night we've got Gabriel Gold, who just brings you to tears. Kimberly Bass, who is a light being completely. Jamie's going to be doing a concert as well, and then Sylvina. So the second night is an amazing concert as well, and it's just in the most beautiful cathedral in all of San Francisco. It's one of those places you walk in and you just go, "Oh my God, whoa!" It's spectacular. It's really amazing. So there's actually a early bird prices till midnight today. So if you sign up by tomorrow, probably won't get it changed until tomorrow afternoon, but the prices go up tomorrow. So if you want to sign up, you'll save a little bit there. And you can do 1 day, you can do the full 4 days, you can do whatever part you want. We have pre-conference workshops as well. Okay. And that's at globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have our therapy center. We do a full range of treatments. We do voice analysis to find out what's wrong with you and give you a remedy in a CD of a certain key. And then we also confine your home note and give you a CD in that so that you can go to a place where you're at peace and still no more anxiety. Right? We also have treatments for depression, for anxiety, for pain, for ADD. We have treatments for dementia, full range of issues that you can find at soundtherapycenter.com. A lot of them we do online and a lot we do here as well. And then we have our store, soundoflove.com. We've got all kinds of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls. We just got a new shipment of Tibetan bowls. And also, we've got my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the number one selling book in the field. And we've also got sound tables, sound loungers that will vibrate you into bliss. If you've got anything going on as far as anxiety or anything neurological or muscular or Parkinson's or stroke, oh my God, it's so effective. We also have the bass pod that you can put on the body with frequencies, and the pain will be gone. I bet you the pain will be gone. It's so effective. And then we've got the belt where if you got lower back pain or any back pain, you can strap it on so you don't have to hold it. We even have a vest that you can put on with 18 speakers. Oh my God, it's even better than the sound table. It will vibrate you into bliss and get rid of just about anything emotionally and physically, right? Just about. That's amazing how effective it is. And then we have frequency CDs that you can get as well, and just use headphones if you don't want to get all the contraptions. Okay. So that's at soundoflove.com. If you just go to soundhealingcenter.com, there's links to all of this, to the store, to the research, to the therapy center, and also to our research foundation, where we have all types of treatment plans, we have clinical research, we have a whole database of the clinical papers is there as well. Okay. So you can also call me 415-777-2486 or david@soundhealingcenter.com. So dealing with challenges and conflicts is kind of the big deal so that we don't get thrown off. We don't get upset. I mean, when you get really thrown off and upset, it can really affect you seriously. Here's the deal. There's three main types of challenges and conflicts that we have: health, wealth, and relationships. Those cover just about all of it, right? There's also world changes, economic changes, politics. That's a big one that's affecting a lot of people these days. And also catastrophes, whether it's, earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, just big storms or floods. Floods or fires, right? All of these can throw us off. Or pole shifts, where we lose our memory forever. Oh my God, right? So the other type of challenge is annoying sounds. Sounds that are really annoying, whether it be jackhammers or motorcycles or skill saws or chainsaws or even dogs barking, right? So the trick is, okay, do this is a really good thing to start with. Think of your biggest challenge or conflict that you have in your life. You might think of all of them. First, kind of list them. We'll give you about 20 minutes to listen. I know, I'm sorry. Okay, just to, yeah, think about all the challenges and conflicts you have up in your life. And then focus on the main one. Okay? And then if you've been here before, it's cool to make the sound of it. So tune into the energy. Again, you can't make a bad sound. It's always perfect. Just play with it. Tune into the energy of this conflict and make the sound of it. I'll do the same. That sound will kill you. Seriously, kill you. Over time, any chaotic vibration like that will kill you. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your nervous system. It's not good for any organ in your body. It's not good for you emotionally or mentally. It's really will kill you. It's what big time, it's what creates disease over time. Takes a while, but it will. The chaotic vibration. Otherwise, it just creates stress in your body, sometimes tension, sometimes pain, right? But over time, it can get way worse. So the whole trick is to go from that chaotic vibration to a stable vibration. All of the crystal bowls are stable vibrations, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, didgeridoo. But the biggest one and the cheapest is the voice. And it's just the vowels. Instead of, it's more like, any vowel. You can do different pitches. Right? That stable vibration creates health. It entrains your body back into its natural stability. When the body is healthy, every single cell, every single organ, every single part of the body is humming consistently instead of chaotically. So the whole deal in dealing with challenges and conflicts is to actually get where you're just creating a consistent vibration instead of a chaotic vibration. So we have many techniques. We've got about 11 total. Probably just going to go through about four or five here today. The first one is one of the most important, pretty basic, and that is to actually let it go. So to actually tune in and have no judgment about it, to let it be, right? No song yet, still talking. Right? So the deal is to just not make it bad. As soon as you make something bad, then you're in trouble. When you say it sucks, I don't like it, then until you get away up from it, you're in trouble. In fact, the whole deal is resistance. Resistance is where the suffering is. Allowing is the deal. Let it be, allow it to be. There's a guy named Hale Dwoskin that does the Sedona method. And his first thing he says to people is, can you allow it to be? Can you just let it be? And I've seen him on stage with people, and they'll go, okay, just allow it to be. This means no judgment, because not only when you make it bad are you in trouble, but if you label it good, you're in trouble because now we get attached to it, right? I don't want to lose it. Oh my God, I've got something good. I don't want to lose it. Or you lose it, and then there's grief. Very common. We have a good friend or a family member or somebody we really love, and we lose it, and now we're in grief, right? So when we love something, it's dangerous as well. This is the basis of Buddhism, non-attachment. Non-attachment, right? So good or bad is a problem, right? So the trick is to allow it to be. And I thought one day, well, if it's not good or bad, what is it? Well, it's a vibration. And as we've talked about, it can either be a frequency, high or low. It could be multiple frequencies, which make up a sound that's called a timbre or tonality. Or it could be two sounds that actually have a musical interval relationship. Or it could be a certain musical flow. It could be flowing or not flowing. But if you look at it from just the flow perspective and just let it be, it's just what it is. It's like, ah, it's a frequency, it's a timbre, it is a relationship between two things, it is a flow. That's what it is. No judgment, that's just what it is. Cool. Allow it to be, right? So the question is, can you allow your challenge or conflict to just be? Can you just let it be? Allowing, you could do the sound of allowing, kind of like, oh, ooh. I often think of allowing as just silent. It's just okay. Or you could just do ah, 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 ah. It is. So it is. Ah, right? That's the most important one. Most of these techniques are about going from one to two. So instead of being on the roller coaster of the emotion of the challenge, being in the fire, right, being caught up in it, the trick is to create your own vibration separately from this chaotic vibration. And it's again, it's all about creating a stable, consistent vibration. One of the best stable, consistent vibrations is your body. Even if you've got anxiety or something going on in your body, some pain or illness, well, there's 70 trillion cells in the body. And I would guess there's probably at least 60 trillion still happening, humming consistently, or you'd be dead, right? So if you can just tune into your body, I like to just, I mean, you could just be present in your body. I mean, it's a little tricky if you got pain to focus on the rest of your body, but that's very cool. Focus on the rest of your body where there's no pain, where there's flow, right? I like to tune into the base of my spine, connected to the center of the earth. I like to feel gravity in my body. Just do grounding, where you feel the earth pulling you to the center of the earth. Right? Feel it's also really good to just be present with your breath. Your breath is the lowest frequency in the body that we have control over. And low frequencies are really important. They're really strong and really powerful. So if you think of the in-breath as the up part of an S-curve and the out-breath as the down part, now you've got this consistency of in-breath and out-breath. And you can just do it at whatever tempo feels right for you. Because if you go to your natural tempo, that's the best. But the best of being present is being 100% in the moment, being that point of awareness that you are, that is completely still. In fact, it's invisible. It's like a camera, it's your witness. That place where you're just witnessing everything. That witness has no emotions and it has no wobble. It is just this stillness watching it all. So if you identify with that point of awareness, you're now in a still point, watching the emotion instead of being it, right? Two different vibrations, the emotion and the point of awareness, as opposed to one where you're on the roller coaster. Right. So tuning in to your body, grounding your breath, and being present in the moment with all the light around you, all the sounds around you, 100% of the moment. When you're 100% in the moment, if there's something intense, the second it's gone completely. There is no reverberation in your body. Right, or mind and emotions, because you're still present with the next moment. Now it's gone. And there's no pain. There is no problem. You are totally still, watching it and breathing through it. I commonly ground when I'm in a challenge at the base of my spine, when I remember and I tune into my body, and then I will also breathe deeply. Right, I'll start a slow breath and help get that chaotic vibration out of my body and back into my own consistent vibration. This is very cool. It's all about a consistent vibration. A lot of music we listen to is about consistency. A lot of the music I do, especially when it's like a drone where you stay on the same note, same home note through the whole song. So there's no major chord changes or any chord changes at all, hardly. And I've got a song that's like that. It's called Source. Source and what's the other? Source and yeah, just Source and Three Cavities. But this is really about reconnecting to the stability of Source. But it's totally a song that is all about staying on that home note peacefully and. This song is based on the breath. I actually tuned into Source and then noticed my breathing and tuned the song to my breath while I was recording it. Right? So tune into the stability of this song called Source. Enjoy. Stable, consistent vibration. Peace is a frequency humming consistently. You can have silence and not even be at peace at all. You can have uncomfortable silence. It's really when you have a consistent, stable vibration. Vowels, bowls, even a drone like that in the song, or a lot of songs are more consistent. Now, that's really where the peace and stability is. And that's what the body does when it's healthy. It vibrates at a consistent, stable vibration, right? So it's all about getting it back to that stability. The next technique is actually quite a bit more effective, and that is to tone any vowel. When I was, years ago, I was getting out of the shower and out of the tub shower, and I reached for a towel and I fell on the side of the tub and I broke a rib. And I just started screaming, right? And I noticed when I was screaming, I had no pain. When I stopped, it would really hurt. So I just screamed for 4 hours. No one could be in the room. And finally, I just got tired and couldn't scream anymore. But the pain was way less by then. Right? And then years ago, I had appendicitis, and I was in the hospital. And actually, the worst part was when they would take the IV off, take the tape off the IV and pull my hair, right? And I would just scream, and I wouldn't feel the pain. And that was cool, because then it was gone. I mean, there was no pain. By the time I stopped screaming, all the pain was completely gone. It was very cool. Until the nurse came in and said, "Dave, you're freaking the people out down the hallway. They think somebody's dying in here. You got to stop that." I'm like, okay. And then the doctor came in and I said, "You know, when I scream, I don't feel any pain." And he says, "You know why that is?" I said, "Why?" He says, "The nerve endings can only handle so much information. And when they're filled up with sound, there's no room for the pain, energy, or information." So I realize you don't have to scream. You can actually tone any vowel, right? Like, and that will also get rid of the pain. The only problem is if you just got out of the hospital, you're still in the hospital, toning for more than 5 seconds is not much of an option, right? It takes a lot of energy to tone. And it's like someone that's not doing well. It's really hard, right? So toning silently works as well, right? But let's do the toning out loud first, and we'll come back to the silent. Okay, so what I'm going to do is an interesting little test. We'll see if this works. I've never tried it on radio. It only works if you're really paying close attention and you are involved completely. So go ahead and tone. If you're not paying attention, this is going to be weird. Okay, but we're going to do it anyway. Okay, go ahead and tone out loud a really loud vowel. Or if you can't do it out loud right now, just get a note going in your head. It doesn't matter what note. And just like do an om or ooh in your head. Ooh, right? Really loudly. Out loud or in your head. Okay, get it going. Okay, and then I'm going to see if I can affect you. Okay. Okay, got your, keep going, keep toning. If you're really doing it, that won't affect you at all. This is huge. If you have any sounds around you or any chaotic vibrations around you, around relationships or health or wealth, anything that's bugging you, getting that, I mean, toning is one of the easiest and best ways to get a stable vibration back in your body. It's so simple and it's free, right? It's very cool. Although I've found if I'm in a conflict with someone or argument or discussion, a heated discussion, right, to tone in their face, it really doesn't help at all. In fact, it normally makes it worse. Right? But I've commonly done toning in my head in the midst of a challenging conversation. I'll just go om in my head, om, silently in my head. And I completely get that stability back in my system. It calms me down. It's really amazing. And the cool thing about being calm and peaceful is you then have more capacity to be able to deal with the challenge or conflict. That's very cool. When you have more capacity, because basically now your whole brain's working. When you're calm, your rest of your brain kicks in instead of being in that prefrontal cortex that's like fight and flight, right? It's like, oh my God, I got to really tame this tiger or deal with this tiger, right? Which is good if you need to run, right? But not so good if you need to do negotiations or compassion or consideration or group, you know, conflict resolution. It's much better when your whole brain's working. Again, though, if you can't do it out loud, do it silently. For someone that's sick or in pain, it's hard to tone more than 5 minutes, but it takes zero energy to tone silently. Try it. If you haven't tried it, do a really loud vowel sound in your head. It's very cool. Very cool. You know, one of the most important times to have stable, consistent vibration is when you're about to go to sleep. Also, the more you have peaceful vibrations in your system, stable, consistent vibrations through the day, the more chances you're going to be able to go to sleep easier, right? Because it's not just in the evening. It's really, if you've been running anxiety all day, you know, there's only so much you can do to calm yourself out. I mean, it's much better if you, the more times you go to peace through the day, the better you'll sleep at night. And do it right before you go to sleep. So I've got a song called Calm Sleep. It's just called Calm on the recording. And let's listen to this. This is just a short version, got like a 60-minute version as well. And this is really about stability, right? Calmness and stability. So hopefully you won't fall asleep here. Let's listen to Calm, the song Calm. The song Calm. peace is the frequency humming consistently. The most consistent vibration of all in us is your soul, I believe. I believe your soul is a frequency that is, it never wobbles. It's as still and stable as anything in the universe. Your soul is also connected to Source, which is the most stable vibration ever. If you've ever been one with the universe, one with Source, it's so peaceful. And your soul is totally connected. And your soul is just the most stable vibration there is in you. So when you connect to your soul, you really can't be thrown off. You're as consistent as can be when you really access that soul energy. Again, I think of that as a consistent note. It's a certain frequency that you are, and that frequency of your soul is carried from lifetime to lifetime. It's actually the same. If you change your soul note, it would be different. You'd be a different soul. So here we actually find it by playing each of the 12 notes and seeing which one makes you the most peaceful. We put you on the sound table to do it. So it's where you're at peace in your whole system, right? It's really great when you know that note and you can actually use it to actually find that peace again, right? But that takes a while. It took me many years before I could remember my soul note. I can go to it now, though. Right? But it's not really critical that you get the note right now, although intuitively you might be able to do it. Listen in your head for a note that feels really grounding. It just feels comfortable. It feels nice. A low note. Find a note in your head that feels really just good. Just play with it. You can't get it wrong. Okay. Now, I'm going to have you make that note out loud, but tune into it as if it is your soul energy. Tune into your soul energy. That core essence of you that's been here many lifetimes, that is never thrown off by anything, completely connected to light and source energy. And make it out loud. That one's really cool. Really cool when you can tune into that. Right? There's many other ways to ground that we'll go over next time we have a show here in 2 weeks. You can sing along with something that's annoying. You can welcome it. Run the energy of gratitude, compassion, love, oneness, all with sound, right? The ones we've been talking about now are just stable, consistent vibrations. All the ones I just mentioned are stable, but you're bringing them to the conflict or challenging. Whereas the ones we've been talking about are just creating your own little, not like your cave, because you're still aware of the other things around you, but your own consistency, your own stability, which is really the essence of who you are. Your soul is stable. Your spirit is stable. If you're universal love, you are, that's stable. And that point of awareness is stable. There's another thing you can use that I mentioned in the beginning, and that's a crystal bowl. You could just play a crystal bowl, and tone with it is even better. But crystal bowls are completely stable, consistent vibrations. I mean, for that matter, you could also do chants. You could do mantras. You could just sing a song, right? Those are all stable, consistent vibrations. So let's listen to a crystal bowl. We'll listen to peace bowl for a bit and just tune into this stability and tone along with it if you like. Just sing any note. See if you can match its note too. It's really cool. And get it in your body. Okay. Peaceful. peace is a frequency humming consistently. So we return to our intention that you may be at peace in a stable, consistent vibration no matter what. No matter what happens in your life, you have the capacity very easily to go to a consistent, stable, peaceful place. Just do a vow. Let it be. Be in your body. Be that point of awareness. It is perfectly still. And be in your soul. So that you're totally at peace. Take that energy into the rest of the night. Hold it. And then through the weekend, whenever you have a challenge or any thoughts that are challenging or any situation, go to that stable vibration. Do it through the week. Do it through the whole year. And then remember next lifetime. More capacity. What's great about it is not only are you at peace, but you have more capacity to help others. If there were some type of catastrophe, we're not bringing it on. You would have way more capacity. Instead of freaking out, you could help others. Be at peace. Thanks so much for listening and take care.